Everyone here?
My folks aren't here, so I think we're all.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is February the 13th. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the planning manager and chair of this committee. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kozor, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spoveda, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
Robert Castro, Water Department Environmental Control.
Michael Rosales, Planning Division.
Lonnie Amayas, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Hector Trevino, Fire Department.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Brian Gumper, Building Official.
Great, thank you. Item number one, so for conditional use permit 18-28, our applicant is not here. Chantal, is that what you were?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so with this, we would like to continue this item?
Yeah.
We can continue this item to the meeting of February the 27th, please, if I can get that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so we'll bring that item back up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Polonia, would you kindly introduce item number two for us, please?
ON permit type D18-09, which is a request to allow the development of a multifamily residential project comprising of 6 units along with the construction of required on and off site improvements. The address is 3459 North East Street, the zone is residential medium, as well as transit overlay. So, a moment. As well as the transit district overlay. And the environmental, for the record, we're changing it from infill projects to new construction, which is section 153.15303. And the owner is Dark Properties. The applicant is Edward Elias. And there's still some modifications that the plans need prior to going to the planning commission, but I think able to provide revised plans, we'll be able to move forward.
Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And you've discussed the changes that need to be made?
Yes.
And what's your timing on those? Or you have?
We can get those done pretty quickly, right?
The next 2 weeks.
Okay. So were we shooting for the March meeting or April, or what are you?
We were, but I didn't want to set a date based on back and forth of providing the accurate plans.
Okay, so
I think if I may, I think we could set the date for March. I think we should be comfortable with that date.
So for March, one of the things we have to do a public hearing notice. So that's 10 days prior to. So I'm checking what my timing is on that. So we need to send the notice in the newspaper on February the 25th. Just so you're aware. And so we would really need to finalize the plans within next week.
You know
at the latest. And so Polonia she's moving on. And so I'll work with this. I'll talk with Polonia and then we'll get. So our goal would be to get you for the March meeting, but as long as you understand that we've got to resolve the site plan by the middle of next week, that we should be fine.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Did you have anything else to add, Polonia?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Gary, do you have anything for us, please?
Yeah, there's the conditions. Receive a copy of the conditions. You'll definitely need a...
passport?
Yeah. Yeah. You will need a categorical WQMP as part of this project. And I didn't see a preliminary one submitted, which we'd asked for in the pre-app conditions for this site. So you will have to take care of that before you want to go to a public hearing for the Planning Commission.
Have you started that yet, or...?
Yeah, so that's already been started.
Okay, but when I checked, it hadn't been submitted yet to the city, as far as I know.
Correct.
Yeah, it got submitted yet.
So you could submit it in the next couple of days, because if we're trying to meet a deadline.
So we submitted, say, early, obviously, Monday, Tuesday. I know you wanted to plan by Wednesday. Is that still hitting that March target, or is it?
Well, the we use the preliminary WQMP kind of in concert with the site plan sort of thing, because in many cases, that dictates where you could put your buildings, how big, and those kinds of things. And so we want to be able to ensure that drainage and those kinds of things are adequately addressed on the site. We don't want to get in a situation where we get in the permit stage later on and you're not able to adequately mitigate, drainage and water storage and those things on site. And then people get a little upset when they have to revise their plans, move their buildings, lose units, and those kinds of things. And so what we try to do is we want to address those early on. That's why we have a preliminary document, preliminary WQMP. It just kind of gives everyone a good level of comfort that the site plan that we move forward with works. Otherwise, it just creates delays. I know you're anxious to get this, get the project moving, this and that. We'll try what we can. But again, we really would need to have that plan not just submitted, that document submitted, but give the engineers enough time to review it, and if there's any changes that need to be made, so we'll keep it fluid. But for discussion purposes, we'll say that certainly by Wednesday, we should have an idea of where we stand. So the earlier that you get that document in, Monday would be the best. I mean, obviously, this week would be perfect for us, but if you could get it in by Monday, assuming that Gary doesn't go on vacation or anything between now and then. Oh, I'm sorry, Monday's a holiday. Wait, why didn't I remember that? Anyway, so Tuesday is really, really the date, but anyway, there's a sense of urgency. We get yours. As long as you understand where we stand, we try to work as not try to work. We work as a team here, and so we'll go as far as you go, kind of a thing. Anything else for us, Gary?
No, most of the other conditions are fairly standard. It is a tight site. You've got existing conditions on the north and the south side. So when you do your construction drawings, we'll be looking for you to take care of any elevation differences there, make sure you don't encroach on other properties. Okay. If you have any questions about the conditions, give us a call. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Mahmoud?
Traffic scoping was not required, so no further traffic questions.
Thank you, Mahmoud.
Robert, anything for us? The PA that you had turned in earlier this year, we pretty much put all the conditions on there. We have not added any to it, but we do want to make sure that your access that's going through there for fire, your driveway approach will measure up to the same dimension you have for that. I want to say their minimum is 26, but however or whatever they look at or approve, we'll make sure our driveway approach matches that portion of it. We're concerned about our trash trucks, and Grace will speak a little more on that portion of it, but we just want to make sure that we have access in and out without having to cause any turnarounds or backups on people's properties. Other than that, same conditions. If you have any questions on them, please give us a call. We will try to do the best we can on it, but again, there's no changes from the preliminary application we just turned in last time. That's it.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything for us?
Okay. At some point, you're going to apply for water service. You'll need a will serve letter and for any new water services. You'll also have to apply for sewer services. You're going to have to pay sewer capacity fees and sewer connection fees. And make sure you submit a plan with total square footage and number of bedrooms along with the sewer application. Other than that, there's just standard requirements.
Thank you. That's a pretty rapid show today.
No comment.
Thank you. Hector, anything for fire?
Yes, to reiterate, the 26-foot width aisle entrance ways from the gates, 26 feet is our minimum requirement, and driveway also throughout the property. Park is required also for the property for the new buildings.
Thank you.
Gracie, it's on you.
So the enclosure location is acceptable, but you'll want to verify your ADA modifications to the enclosure with building and safety. That's in addition to the 8x15 for bin storage. Since we were also concerned about the driveway approach because it looks like 19 or 20 maybe, we're asking for you to show a turning template from East Street and a turning template from Stoddard. However, it's going to be adjusted to 26, and I don't think it'll be a problem. And then the waste hauler may require a release of liability because of damage over time to the concrete driving on site to serve the trash. You do have the option of keeping that open if you decided to go to a single unit, but if you're using the trash enclosure, that's fine.
What about an option of having the enclosure, not the enclosure, but the bin moved to the street on pickup day? Would that be an issue?
So, instead of having them come on site, they do offer that service, but they charge for it. So it's a pull-out service.
Pull-out service. Okay.
Unless you had a maintenance individual that had it out there at 6 a.m. on collection day. And then you have to secure it back that same day.
But
that's an option. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would work with that with the waste hauler.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and for me, I'd say that I'd encourage you to develop your site plan a little bit more, because I'm not seeing a general path of circulation here or a path of travel from the public right of way. So there are some issues with the overall design. So I would encourage you to work with your architect to develop that. So once you do get approval, we have more of a complete idea that doesn't need more revision. Yeah, and then the trash.
So you might want to have those addressed, you know, within this next week here, like, as we've talked about. We've got a little laundry list here of things to have completed. Our goal is always to ensure that when a project's approved, that we kind of address as much as we can in advance, kind of a thing, and so we don't come back. It's like, well, now we can't. Now the trash enclosure can't be there or here or there, that kind of thing. So. So that's the purpose of the comments kind of thing, just to get that guidance, in advance. You have questions?
Yeah. So most of these are general or comments. There's nothing very specific other than like required distance or dimension we've got to maintain. Are these comments that we need to that we're going to be revisiting on the planning commission, or is it just more? I guess what's the purpose of planning commission, and what are we going in front of?
When we go to the Planning Commission, we will be it will be with a recommendation of approval.
Okay.
And there will be conditions of approval, which are essentially what you've already seen.
Right.
It's mostly done, you know, the projects are approved kind of in concept, if you will. I mean, there is some level of detail kind of thing, but the site plan, floor plans, elevations, those are conceptual, you know, in nature. And so when you submit your working drawings, your construction drawings for your permits, what we do is we match those plans with these.
Correct.
You know, and so, you know, there's location, square footages, you know, and those kinds of things. The commission doesn't get into evaluating, as an example, whether or not they agree where the path of travel is or those kinds of things. And so that is really something that's, you know, addressed, you know, at the staff level once you do into permits.
Correct.
And like I said, we raise those items in advance because there have been situations in the past where, well, now we can't put the path of travel. As an example, your path of travel can't be in the middle of, you know, can't be in the driveway if you're required to have a 26-foot fire lane, as an example, 24 feet, whatever the case is, and you're required a 4-foot path of travel to your trash enclosure, that 4 feet can't be in that fire lane. You know, and so we don't want to get a situation where you only have that 26 feet, and so where's that 4 feet going to come from?
Right.
So it's those kinds of things that we want to be mindful of, and you know the design needs to work from all of our standpoint. You know, I don't know what all the fire requirements are, and they don't necessarily know what all the planning requirements are, but that's why we're here as a group, because we all kind of put our two cents into this and. and make it work. Sometimes Gracie has 3 cents, but other than that, what do you have, Gracie? You had a question?
I need to retract something I said. I'm sorry. I mentioned that you have the option of doing the individual bins, but over 4 units is commercial. So I'm sorry, it's just the commercial. Yeah, just not the individuals. I'm sorry. It's 6 units.
So maybe what I would suggest, just as a thought, if we could meet either, I don't know if we want to meet on Valentine's Day, but we could meet either tomorrow.
I'll buy you.
or early next week, you know, early Tuesday, to kind of, we could go through these things, you know, on Tuesday. Maybe if that's when you come in with your preliminary WQMP, maybe some revisions to your site plan or whatever, we could sit down and kind of flesh out a few more things as a suggestion. We could follow up on that after this meeting. Thank you. Did you have any other questions or comments? Anything to add, Polonia? Gary? Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to make sure we understood the concept plan presented here. Some of this doesn't even have dimensions or elevations grade-wise. So it's kind of difficult to write in your question you're asking, can it be more specific? They can't really be more specific if we don't have a preliminary grading plan to work from. So what you're going to get approved is a conceptual type of project.
Correct.
And then those general conditions will have to be applied to whatever construction drawings you submit to us. And we'd be glad to work with you. But on path of travel kind of questions, the parking stalls, there has to be a 3-foot space to the trash enclosure before you begin your accessible spaces, those kind of details.
Are we going to need an ADA parking stall there?
Yeah, you will.
Yes.
1-3. Okay.
You're going to have a visitor stall at the minimum.
Okay.
But like that's what, you know, I think what they're trying to say is develop your site plan as well as possible, because otherwise it'll have to change everything down the road. You may have to go back to the Planning Commission again if we're going to change to 5 units or 4 units because we had to eliminate some because we couldn't have clearance. So that's the problems that we're trying to kind of address ahead of time.
And elevation-wise, the lot is relatively flat.
Sometimes flat is not easy.
No, we understand that.
I've been to the site. It's extremely flat.
Yeah.
All the way from...
There's levels of flat?
Sometimes to get drainage to work, it's not as easy as you think when it's flat.
Yeah, especially with ADA. I mean, you know, we know ADA.
It sounds like you've worked with ADA before.
Yeah. Okay. Very familiar with it.
And again, I mean, if we... I appreciate the urgency, if you will. You know, we've talked about, you know, a March date, but you know, sometimes, you know, if it has to slip to the April, I mean, that, you know, if we, as long as we flush everything out at the end of the day, I don't think that a delay in a meeting date affects you. I think it maybe helps you for the plan check process and the permitting process, and so just kind of be aware of those things. I mean, we do have good intentions. Essentially. Anything to add, Polonia?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission. We are going to target for the March 12th date, subject to some of the items that we need to cover. And
I apologize.
It's too late. We've already.
on the water meters, so we're thinking individual water meters for all of them. And each unit is going to be fire sprinklers on their own. So that shouldn't be an issue after we apply for the application.
It's an option for you.
It's an option?
Yeah. You can master meter it and then individually have meters on site that are your own.
Yeah.
Or you could have individual meters.
The flow or
okay.
Pipe size.
Yeah. Okay, great. So again, entertain that motion to go to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep plugging along. We'll be in contact within the next couple of days. Thank you. Michael, would you kindly introduce item number 3, please?
Yes, Chair. Thank you. Item number 3 is Development Permit Type D, 18-11. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an industrial warehouse building containing approximately 275,000 square feet along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on the property comprised of three parcels containing approximately 13.47 acres. It is located at 2600 North Cajon Boulevard in the industrial light IL zone. Our environmental determination is a mitigated negative declaration under the California Environmental Quality Act pursuant to section 15074, adoption of a mitigated negative declaration of the state CEQA guidelines. Our recommendation is staff recommends that the Development and Environmental Review Committee adopt resolution number 2019-014, adopting the mitigated negative declaration pursuant to the state CEQA guidelines and approving development permit type D 18-11 based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
Thank you, Michael. Do you have anything to add to that?
I do not.
Okay. I would like to say that I think Michael did an excellent job on this. It was his first mitigated neg deck on this thing. So it's his, so we moved up from garages to 100,000 square foot warehouses. So all in one swoop. So I hope it was a pleasant experience for you on the other side as well.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl Winter, for helping me out.
Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
It's pretty much the standard conditions. WQMPs, SWEPs, grading plans. We have written conditions for you. If you have any questions, be sure to ask. And other than that, I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary for this type of project. That's all.
Thank you. Mahmoud?
Yes, the traffic impact analysis was approved on November 27, and the condition conveyed to Mike as per the traffic study. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert, anything new?
No, the preliminary action that we had earlier this year, or last year, later last year, we pretty much kept the same on there. I think the only exception to that was that and I don't remember, but at some point in time, we had given you the conditions that we're going to be doing this to a CFD on there. I apologize. I didn't get the application. I can get that to Mike right after the meeting itself. I believe it was already conveyed to you once already, but just making sure that you do are aware of that portion of it. Existing site, there is no curb and gutter. There's a lot of work that it's you're going to be doing a lot of work for further improvements in that area. But if you have any questions, please give us a call. Let us know what it is. Go through Mike. We set up a meeting. If there's any concerns that you have on the conditions, there hasn't been anything that we had to add in new to it, though. That's it.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything else?
Okay. At some point, we need to apply for a water will serve letter and any additional services, and you'll need to pay for sewer capacity and connection fees. Other than that, I just have standard requirements.
Thank you. Robert, anything else for us?
Is there a tenant for this project?
Not as of now.
No, not at this time? Okay. It's basic standard conditions. You'll need to complete a application, which is a questionnaire for the project. Just try to get that to us early on. I'm going to provide a copy of procedures to the planner so you can get your copy from him.
Thank you. Hector, do you have anything for us? Anything new?
All we had in our system was a pre-application for the map. We don't have anything formally submitted to us for a site plan review. So I have the information here for what was required for requirements and the application process, how to do it online also. Any questions on the call?
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Gracie?
So the location for the proposed refuse enclosure is fine.
We saw it circled up there. Always the attention getter.
So you'll just verify any ADA modifications with building and safety. And then, of course, they'll need access, the hauler, that is, with the remote or code or something to get in and out of the gate. That's all. And you'll build our standard 508. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, do you have anything?
Have you guys decided on a construction type here?
Construction type?
Yeah.
It's a concrete tilt-up.
Right. Okay, so you're like 3B, maybe? 3A?
I don't know the exact code. I can get that for you.
I'm just wondering on the size of the structure, because you may need to have frontage along 24th Street there and maybe at the rear of the property, depending upon. I don't have the tables on the sizing on this, but you may either need to upgrade the construction type or make the building slightly smaller. That's something that we're going to have to address, but I thought I'd bring it up at this time.
Yeah. We've had our architects look at everything.
Okay.
And we used Millie Severs as our general contractor.
Okay.
So I think we're in pretty good shape, but we'll make sure we'll check with you.
Okay. What I'm saying is, I don't know if it's an unlimited height and area deal here, or if it's if you're falling within the table parameters there. But I just wanted to make you aware of that. And no accessibility on that trash enclosure. It can be standard. Thanks.
Thank you, Brian. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, sir. I think we're
Michael, do you have anything to add?
I do not.
We're good to go on that? Okay, so with that, our recommendation is that we adopt Resolution 2019-014. May I take that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Move second. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Item number four we had here last at our last meeting. It's development permit type D, 18-14. It's for the property located at 401 South Pershing Avenue. The request is to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a contractor's yard and office within an existing building. The property is within the commercial heavy zone. Our environmental determination is per section 15303 for new construction or conversion of small structures. And our recommendation is that we approve this project. My only condition to that would be that the parking stalls that front along Pershing, and we talked about that, that they be perpendicular to the street rather than at angles, kind of a thing. So you just kind of make those adjustments on that site plan, and you could do that as part of the construction drawings that you'll submit. We'll just be looking for that. With that, Gary, would you like to add anything?
No, it's actually exactly the same conditions. Did you receive a copy of the conditions?
Yes.
Last time? Okay. So they haven't changed. Unless you have any questions, that's all I have right now. Thank you.
Mahmoud?
Scoping is not required. There's no additional comments.
Thank you. Robert, anything new?
The preliminary action we had given last time gave the majority of the conditions. However, we're changing going from future, going to having them being taken care of. And it looks like your plan's actually doing so by putting in a sidewalk and getting rid of the driveway approach. So you've pretty much already taken care of it. I'm not going to add any more onto that right there. But if you do have any questions from these comments itself, please give us a call or get a hold of Oliver, and we can all sit down if need be on them. Yeah, this the curb. I think I originally had put curb and gutter. It's supposed to be curb. What's existing out there now? Sidewalk, and get rid of that depression that has a possible driveway.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert. Robert?
No new comments, but I want to give you standard requirements.
Okay. Thank you. Robert, anything from?
Just standard requirements. Should be required to complete the permit application. Basically used as a questionnaire. We'll determine if any pretreatment equipment is required for the project at that point. So you may have to submit plans to us depending on the information you provide.
Okay.
Thank you. Hector, I know that you're trying to get a hold of them.
Yeah, we're trying to get a hold of them. Basically, we have a pre-application on file. That's all we have. We don't have a formal site review. If anything's changed in the last process, we still didn't review that properly. We still have requirements here. And on the back, we have the outlets and a little bit more. So
okay.
If any questions, please give us a call.
Thank you, Hector. Gracie, do you have anything for us, please?
So the location for your trash enclosure is acceptable with a hammerhead turnaround for the driver. So we need you to still display that on the site plan.
Okay.
And turn it into Oliver so that we can review and approve that. We want to make sure the trash truck can get in and out of there safely. You'll build our standard 508 8x15. Verify with building and safety if you actually need the ADA modifications that you're showing. And
do I need that handicap access for trash closure?
No, not on this one.
No.
You don't have any kind of public residential dwelling on here, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just the office, and it's Okay. No, you're good.
Okay. So that's all. Yeah, we'll be looking for the hammerhead. And I provided you the county's hammerhead detail that you can use to display on the site plan.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
And I don't have any additional comments. I had a comment on this one last time, but I think it's been addressed. So we're good.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, I'm good.
Okay, great. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion that we adopt Resolution 2019-015, approving development permit type D 18-14, based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval, and finding that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act. Let me entertain that motion, please.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Congratulations. We look to continue our work together. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. It is now 10:32. We will adjourn to February the 27th at 10 a.m.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Thank you, gang.
Thank you.
Thank you.